Okay, today's daf is Ervin daf Tzadi Aleph. Tzadi Aleph, we are on Tzadi Beis, three lines from the bottom, as we continue here in Perek Kol Gagos, in the ninth Perek of Meseches Ervin. So the Gemara has been talking about a double machlokas between Rav and Shmuel and related issues when we have semi-private, semi-public rishuyos, meaning on Daraisa levels, these are all rishus ayachids, but on a Darabatan level, they are semi-public, and therefore Chazal gave them the status, in some cases, of rishus arabim, in terms of caring from one to the other, or caring within one. So that's what we have been talking about, the first two blot here in our perek. What is the halacha related to gagos and chatzeros and karpifos? And we have talked about three different shitas. We spoke about the most makel shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says they all can be treated as one package. You have gagos, chatzeros, karpifos, and you can go from one to the other, no problem, with kalim that started off there before Shabbos, not if you brought something in from a bias on Shabbos. We have the shita of the chachamim that say, no, everything is rishus b'fnei atzmo, every gag, every karpif, every gag, let's say. And the first sheet of Rabbi Meir says all gagos are together, right? But you can't go to some other, like a chatzer or some other area because of the gzeirah drabanan, if you remember, Rabbi Meir, of amud birshus harabim. You have that gzeirah. So anything on a different height level would be included in that gzeirah of amud birshus harabim. Okay, now we continue with the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, says Rav Yehuda, three lines from the bottom. Kishatim Salomar, when you analyze, just means, let's go a little deeper. Kishatim Salomar, Ledivrei Rebbe Meir, Gagin Rishus La'atzman, Chatzeres Rishus La'atzman, Karpifos Rishus La'atzman. According to Rebbe Meir, that was the first sheet in the Mishnah, each one of these areas is their own Rishus. All gagos are okay together, as long as they're not 10 tefachim higher or lower than the other ones. All karpefos, those are the large areas that were not hukaf ladira in, could be, as we spoke about yesterday, even in the middle of a city, according to most, even though you have that tshuva of the Dvar Shmuel, where he's mako if it's inside a city, harai if it's inside, and then take it down or remove it, it must be that they're happy with it there, and it is somewhat nechshav ladira, but that is the Dvar Shmuel. Either way, that, those are karpefs, or Chatzeros also are Rishus La'atzman. That is all the Shita of Rabbi Meir. L'divrei Chachamim, so this is the Chiddush that we haven't really formulated yet. All the Chachamim said in the Mishnah was, all the Gagin are their own Rishus. Meaning you can't go from one to the other. Says the Rabbi Yehuda in the name, L'divrei Chachamim, explaining the Chachamim, Gagin v'chatzeros Rishus Achas. You can't go from Gag to Gag, but you can go from Gag to Chatzer. How does that work? Karpefos Rishus Achasein. And Karpefos are their own Rishus. Why is that? Because Rashi explains, if you're going to look in the Rashi, that the issue of the Chachamim is that if you go from Gag to Gag, you allow the Rishus underneath the Gagan. The separate Rishuyos that the houses are, they shoot up. And therefore, Gag to Gag is going from a real Makom HaRoi Ladira to another Makom HaRoi Ladira, meaning both very serious Rishuyos, which are owned by separate people. And that's the problem, according to the Chachamim. But if you have an area that is less Roi Ladira, that is less Roi Latashmish, and you want to go from one to the other, so then you have more flexibility. That's what Rashi explains. If you want to look in the L'divrei Chachamim, if you look in the towards the second half of the skinny lines, D'lo gazru b'shubtel, number one, they don't hold like Rabbi Meir that there would be any type of gzeira d'rabanan of tel b'rishus harabim, so going up to down, that's not a problem. And gagin v'chatzerus b'rishus achasein, lo shi'etatal b'gag l'gag, im chalukin ba'alein b'shubtel. That's as we've said before, you can't go from one roof to another roof. Mishum de gagin l'rabanan kibbatim mashviluhu alide chaluk shelamata. As we just explained, houses are the most serious type of residence. People live there, and therefore, if you have two houses and the roofs on top of them, respectively, reflect their unique, exclusive rishus, so the gagin are also exclusive. But Rashi continues, Aval michatzer shal rabim, lechatzer shal rabim, metaltalin. But from chatzer to chatzer is okay. Why? Because those aren't the highest level of makomo shel dira, even if it's owned by rabim. Umi gag lechatzer darim metaltalin. And also from gag to chatzer. V'yafal gav de gag reshusa didei, v'chatzer de shutfis. Even though the gag was owned by one and the chatzer was owned by many. Why? Hoil v'gag tashmish she'eno tadirhu lohavi mamish kabayis u'metaltim imenu l'chatzer. That's the shita of the Rabbanan. Okay, we might not have thought this before we came to today's daf. We might have thought the Rabbanan say, no, everything is separate. Gagin are separate, chatzeros are separate, and karpefos, no. Says Rav Yehuda, according to the Chachamim, gagin are the most serious, as we said, residential areas, and therefore their exclusive rishus are reflected up above. But, let's say going from a gag to a chatzar shal rabim, or from a chatzar to a chatzar would be mutter according to the chachamim.
But if it was his good. Own gag, wouldn't...
But if it was his own what two gagin that are...
If his own gag, he wants to go into the chatzar, then it shouldn't make a difference, right? It's like going from his bias.
From his own gag to his own chatzar?
His own gag to the chatzar.
You can even go from your own gag to someone else, a chatzar that you share.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Right.
If your own gag to a chatzar that you could share, says these, that's how Rashi explains, that would be mutter. So surely if thou, but we assume chatzaros are not privately owned in most cases. And that is the second sheet, the chachamim. L'devi Reb Shimon, kulan rishus achasein. According to Reb Shimon, they're all one big happy rishus, as we've explained, the most makel shita. Period. Tanya kavasi derav, tanya kavasi derav Yehuda. Let's cite a brisa that supports Rav. What is shita's Rav? That was Rav who we had earlier on Daf Peites. That by Gag and Hashavin, Gag that are next to each other, according to the Rabbanon, you can only carry Dalad Amos on each gag, because as we've said, mechitzos nikaros are not good enough, according to Rav. And therefore, even though we should say that good asik, the walls shoot up, but that doesn't work. So that's the Rav that's being referred to here, and Rav Yehuda is the one that we just said. That's what Rav Yehuda, who says that according to Rav Shimon, all reshuyos are one and the same. They're all considered one big happy reshus. That's the Rav and Rav Yehuda being referred to here. Tanya Gavasi the Rav. Where do we see that Rav? Again, Rav holds that according to the Rabbanon, you're only allowed to carry within your gag Dalad Amos or less, and you don't say that the mechitzos around are shoot up. Well, it's considered nifritzal bimilua lamakam ha'asrla. That was all the sheet of Rav in the Rabbanon. Where do we see that in the Braisa? As follows. Kol gagos ha'ir. Rishus achasein. This is all as we're going to see the shita of Rabbi Meir, right? Everybody that Rabbi Meir holds the Issa Drabanan Akzera of Tel Bershus Harabim, and if you can't go from the Gag to the Chatzer or vice versa, V'Kalim Sheshavsu Bechatzer Mutar L'Taltalin Bechatzer. Rabbi Meir would agree to that because there's no Issa Drabanan B'Gagin Mutar L'Taltalin B'Gagin. Remember, Rabbi Meir would say all Gagin are okay together. All chatzeros are okay together. His only problem was the gzera d'rabbanan of tel b'rishus harabim, that you might have a pillar in the middle of the street that's its own rishus hayachid. So anything that resembles that case is off limits. But if they're all the same, it would be mutter. U'bilvad shelo yigag gavayur onamach yud divrei Rabbi Meir. Fine. The chachamim omrim kol echad ve'echad rishus la'atzmo v'in metalten bo ela b'dalad. No, the chachamim say everyone is rishus la'atzmo, and you only have dalad. There it is. That's the Rav's Rabbanan right there. Not like against Shmuel, who say, according to the Rabbanan, you can be metaltel in your entire gag. But Rav said it's limited, and that's what the Braisa you see here says it's limited. So that's Rav. And then we have on the other hand, Tani Kavasi to Rav Yehuda, a Braisa that supports Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda who said that according to Rabbi Shimon, one big happy family. All the chatzeros and gagos and karpifos. Amar Rebbe, kishayinu lomdim Torah, so Reb Shimon b'Tekoa. When we used to learn Torah with Reb Shimon in Tekoa, hayinu malin shemen va'aluntis migag lagag umigag lachatzer umichatzer lachatzer umichatzer lekarpev umikarpev lekarpev. Acher, we used to do this according to Reb Shimon. We're talking about Reb Shimon Shita. When we were learning Torah with Rebbe in Tekoa, right? But it's a Reb Shimon. Right, Reb Shimon was the Rebbe, so that's what we used to do. So you see, this is what he allowed, to go from all of these semi-private, semi-public reshuyos with Rebbe. Ad shayinu magiyin etzel ha-ma'ayan, until we got to the ma'ayan, we used to bring our, basically, our towels and shampoo, right, our shemen va'aluntis, right? Shemin, the oil, and a lotus is a towel. So when we used to want to go to, on a Shabbos, right, Pasha Shabbos, to the Ma'ayan, right, this is before the Gzeira of the Minhag, before the Minhag of not bathing on Shabbos, right? In the days of the Gemara, they only stopped bathing in hot water on Shabbos, but not in cold water. So before this, we used to go, Shayinu Rochzid Bo. So you see, that's already a riot to Reb Shimon. How exactly? Again, either it was in cold, or it was, the Rabbi Yohanan says, maybe here it was in Chavi Tveria, which they never included. Remember the Gemara we had earlier, that, oh, they couldn't make a Gzeira and stop everything, so they allowed Chavi Tveria, because that was not like a water source anywhere else in the world. But either way, you already see the Raya, the Reb Shimon puts everything together. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, last two lines, which will give us what to talk about. Maisa b'shas ha-sakana. There was a time of danger where the government, the memshala, made a gzera, no Torah, no kriyas ha-Torah. Vayinu malin sefer Torah, mechatzel l'gag, megag l'chatzel, mechatzel l'karpev, likros bo. We would try to do it in secret and carry the Torah from here to there and there to here. And that's what we used to do. So again, Rabbi Yehuda is trying to bring another support, that you can bring this Torah from one place to another place. So Amrulo, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, that's not a raya. Why? Ain't Shas HaSakana raya. That's Shas HaSakana. So if it's Shas HaSakana, and you're being Moser Nefesh, so therefore, there's no raya from that case. Ain't Shas HaTchak raya. Okay, a couple of points to talk about. One of them we already mentioned a couple of days ago, when we spoke about the creating the curtained off area on Shabbos, we spoke about our Daf Pei Vav Mabez. We spoke about the issue of Kriyas HaTorah, Chovas HaYachad, Chovas HaTzibur. We mentioned there that Roa Poskim seem to say it's a Chovas HaTzibur, while Rav Moshe Feinstein and a couple of others, the minority opinion, seem to hold it is a Chovas HaYachad. We also mentioned there the concept of moving a Sefer Torah. We did not read then the words of the Aruch HaShulchan. Right, let's say there is a need of a group of people that want to move a Torah. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Od Amru, the Zeh Rak Shemivin HaTorah Mibes HaKnesses, B'Shas Kriya, the Acherach Machzir Noso LaBes HaKnesses. You take it and you return it immediately with all these coolers. Let's say taking it to a tzibur, that would be okay. But Aval Imivin Oso Mikodem Umenichin Oso Ba'aron O B'Teva Sheyesh LaMakom Miyuchad Alezes Man. Less lawn ba. This is, as we mentioned, there are certain rules and limitations about how and when you're allowed to take a Sefer Torah out and move it. But if you're going to create its own makom miyuchad where it's going, you're going to have your own aron, then there are no limitations. Via minog ledaktek, the minog, says the Aruch HaShulchan 115 years ago, sheyikaru ba gimel pa'amim, dezeh mikri kikvius. The minhag is to read it three times wherever you take it. That's called the kviyas. Ve'ein bizayon b'masha til talua b'beis ha-knesses. It's not a bizayon. If you read it three times, alapachos b'gibol pa'amim til talua l'tzorech arai. That's considered for a very temporary little nature. It's not three times, which gives a chazaka status. Ve'yish bizayon afim hevi'ihu mikodem. Even if they brought it earlier, you just didn't lane from it three times. When we call Moshe Yisbar Mavur to Lo Yafe, Osim Rabbe Mehamon Ha'am, Barash Hashana, V'yom HaKippurim, V'simchas Torah, Shekodem HaKriya Nolo Sefer Torah Me'abes HaKnesses, Likrobe Makom Acher, V'yachar HaKriya Machzimun Asal Be'abes HaKnesses, V'kavan Asam Kedei La'alos L'Torah V'yamim HaMukudashim Ha'ele. Right, everybody wants to get an Aliyah, so they take Torahs to all over. If it's in the same shul in one big room, that's not an issue. I would say even if they take it to like a different room, if that's what they need to do. But it seems like they used to take it to like down the block. Everybody used to want an aliyah or something. So that is inappropriate, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Aval yasa scharim b'efseidam la'avar aveira b'yamam kudashim v'lalachash l'kavar ha-Torah v'lachein roi libchos v'ha'am v'ligzar shalo yasu kein v'ashomea tava ala birchas tov. Right? Obviously, all these rules about not taking a Torah to place is a place where you want to use the Torah, not taking it stam. So, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you would need three times or a makom hamiyuchad. Shlomo Zalman is mayor that there's no real source for three times. That's the minhag was made up to give it cut, but it's a minhag that was made up because people want to be machsh of the Torah. They want to have some type of rules. But either way, it's not a hard and fast din. Let's say there's a case where there's a base avel, and it's really impossible to get an aron to put the Torah in. And it's impossible to get a third kriya. So you're is one going to say that you can't bring the Torah there for two lanings? So I want to ask the local posse. I want to ask the local posse because, again, the three times is not so well grounded in the sources. Number one. Number two, another point to mention. And that is, there is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch quotes here. Davar Simin Shin Zayin. Davar She'eno Asur. Issa d'Rabbanan Shabbos, we don't do Issa d'Rabbanan either. But, Mutter li Yisrael, Lomar le'eno Yehudi, la'asosa b'Shabbos, what we call a Shvus to Shvus. Asking a non-Jew to do an Issa d'Rabbanan on Shabbos is Mutter, ve'hu she'yehei sham, as long as there is some tzorech blank. She'yehei sham miksas choli. Miksas choli, right? Magen Avraham says a real chole, a Jew could do a drabanan, right? If it's even a chole she'ain bo sakana, miksas chole. That means category 3 or 4 of our chole machaves. Oh, you hate tzarech ledvar tzarech harbe, or there's a big tzarech. Oh, mipnei mitzvah, or letzarech mitzvah. Ketzad, like Omer Yisrael le'enu Yehudi b'Shabbes la'alos be'ilan la'havi shofar ulitkoa tkiyas mitzvah. To violate an Issur Rabbanan to get a shofar. That's a tzarech mitzvah. O lahavi mayim derech chatzer, shelo irvu, lirchotz bo hamitzta'er. Somebody really needs some water. They're really a mitzta'er. They're really very uncomfortable. And so they ask somebody to bring them water, derech chatzer she'ena me'urav. So those are the two examples given. Then the Shulchan Aruch adds two words, v'yesh osrin. And some aser. Shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah. Why? Explains the Magen Avraham based on Tosfos and Gittin Daf Ches and other places that maybe the whole heter shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah is only by unique mitzvos like bris milah. The Sfira Lei explains the Magen Avraham b'milah shari shvus to shvus dehi atzma dach yishabes. Right, milah itself you can because milah itself is docha shabbos, so you can even do a preparatory stage with that. And in that way, be able to be docha Shabbos. If it says the Magen Avraham now, but I don't like this opinion, that's machmir because v'tzarech iyan. De'be'ei revid daf tzadi aleph amrinan. De'be'shah sakana yamalit sefer Torah migag l'chatzer likros bo. Mashma de'shari l'taltel chutz la'er v'pnei kriyas haTorah. Sounds like there's no air, so you violated this Issur Rabbanan and it's shah sakana. And you'd be able to do it. So just to parallel that to, let's say, a non-shasakana, makam tzarech, maybe go down one level, shvus to shvus, but makam mitzvah. How could you say that this would be usur, except for bris milah? That's the Magen Avraham. V'tzarech lomer, and he ends off with the ambiguous and enigmatic words, tzarech lomer, de'ein medamin b'shvusin. You can't compare cases of Yisuri d'Rabbanan. What does he mean? What does he mean? Over there, the case is carrying an Achatzah Shein Mu'revis. Over here, we're carrying the Sefer Torah. What's the difference? So you look at the Machzis HaShekel. Right? Whenever you want to know more about a Magen Avraham, you look in the Machzis HaShekel. Right? He was the commentary on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch that helps explain what the difference is. He says, number two, he says two Chilukim. Laniyat Daiti Nira. Yesh Lomar. Chada, number one, is Be'erib and Dafsadi Alav Lohi Tiruki and Mishasa Sakana, Shohaya Rasham Likros Befer Hesia. Bahayitzrichan Lahal Makriya, Ubahatse Bebaka Mutzna, Balacheno, Yitzrichan Latalta, Sefer Torah, Bigagla Aliyah. The Elohi Tiru Hashvus. And if they wouldn't have allowed it, this Isser Drabanan of carrying the Sefer Torah Bemakam Sakana, Haisa Hakriya Betzibur Betela Lagamre. All Tila Betzibur would have been gone. Where an entire mitzvah would be forgotten from the tzibur, then their makel and the rabbanan say, you know, kahai gavna, we won't be mokim our isid rabbanan. Aval hatosus ma'iri she'ein shasa sakana elokigon she'ein la'if shalem laniach hazever Torah kol shuvah beis haknesses. They keep the Torah somewhere else, and on Shabbos they bring it over. And one Shabbos they forgot. That's the first day. Shas HaSakana, where the whole tzibur would be misbatel from a mitzvah, there is different. We see this svara elsewhere, where we say, if the whole tzibur is going to lose out on a mitzvah, especially on a kvius basis, so then there are makoros. Where Moshe has two different shuvas, in two totally different contexts, where he brings up this svara. Number one, if you look at Chelek Aleph of Rav Moshe, in Aruch Chaim, in Simen Yud, he wrote this shuva way back in Laban, in 1932. Tafrei Sadi Beis. There was a case I don't know, it was in Siberia or somewhere out there in Russia. Bidvar misha holech al kol yom avoda. A man has to go to work every single morning. V'yefshar sham lahaniach tefillin. He can't put a tefillin at work. There's no way. He's working. There would be no way to put a tefillin at work. And he has to go to work very early, even before Amud HaShachar. Like 4 a.m. And he can't, there's no way. He can't, there's no way during the day that he'll have any free second to put on tefillin. What does he do? What do you do about tefillin? Could he put it on in the middle of the night, basically? Could he put tefillin on in the middle of the night, but it's when he woke up for the day? That's the question. Says Rav Moshe, he puts on tefillin, even though it's pitch black outside. There's no chash of sleeping with your tefillin, because you got up for the day. Kimo b'mashkim laderech, just like mashkim laderech, l'shochan aruch has in Simon Lamed. It's if gimel. Aval mistaver sheish lisbol kagon zeh al Rabbeinu Peretz, shehevi atur, and you can rely on Rabbeinu Peretz, who says what? Sheyochol gam levarech. You can even make a bracha on your tefillin in this case. V'chulu, he quotes, because the whole shash of putting it on at night is not only tefillin is Lila Lavzman tefillin, but what's the reason that they can't? Even if you say it's Lavzman, but is there a problem with making a bracha, even if you're pater for something? It could be if there's just a chshashos. The isur chachavim shomonea meha bracha hu rakisha asru lakol kamo b'shofer v'lulav. Avalacha ein kan isur mamish v'lachein b'uvda didan shaleka chshash shena shekfar kami shinaso yish lahoris lo ba'onis kazesh yefshal aniach bayom shegam yivarech. And then he says, now we get to our issue. Va'anus vada yesh lachshivo. De'en l'chayvo lahafsid avudaso shu hefsid yosir mechomish b'sho b'sas aseh. He doesn't have to lose his job for this. V'kol shekeid b'vedina zu sheyefshig lahasig avoda acheres. Ki akolu b'yadam v'lo yidnu lo. And we have no control. V'lachein kadosha lo yafsid mitzvah chaviva zu. You don't know how long this is going to go on. This could be that the man's not going to put on tefillin for a month. This whole group of people aren't going to put on tefillin for a month. So if you're going to lose out the mitzvah totally, this isn't on the tzibur level, but on a group of people level, he allows you to even make a bracha. And then he says the line, ki lo haniach below bracha, lo yavin ish, she'eno talmud chacham, v'yavo lo hakel u'lezalzel b'hanachasam. If you don't make a bracha on it, you're not going to take it seriously. You're not going to think it's real, just like the example that we always mention, Sfiras HaOmer. The second that people miss a day and they don't do it with a bracha, they just don't count anymore. Even though the mitzvah, the sphere, the counting itself is the mitzvah d'oraisa, possibly, according to the Rambam. The bracha is extra. But, oh, I'm out. What do you mean you're out? You're not out. We're machmir, lemaisa, not to say the bracha, because maybe it's one big mitzvah. But you're not out. But people don't make a bracha, so same thing here. Ramosha knew, if he doesn't allow people to make a bracha on tefillin, they would just forget tefillin. Right? And that's why also, that's why the Gemara was so worried about Yontif Sheni. They said, if you don't make brachas on Yontif Sheni and Chutz Laris, you wouldn't take it seriously. Right, that's the source in the Gemara. Ach Tamar Chacham, says Rav Moshe, Ach Tamar Chacham, Yosef Tov Sheniach below bracha. Shesami brachas lahacha, v'kashakin, v'kriyash mevet fila yechake, al hayom, v'yikra k'shiyasa wim lachta. Kriyash mevet fila to say while you're working. Tefillin, you wouldn't be able to do that. Anyway, that's one, Rav Moshe. If the mitzvah is going to be totally batel, I'll give you a heter. And then there's another tshuva, and this is about the tzibur. This is a famous tshuva. Famous tshuva, Rav Moshe in Chelag Beis, Simen Kufches, and that is Simen Kufhei, and this is the 10 p.m. Slichas Minyanim. The 10 p.m. Slichas Minyanim. Rav Moshe was asked, this is back in 1970, Yutes Elul, Tavshin Chaf, B'dvar amira slichas b'makom sheirei malechas b'sham mucheres b'alayla. They don't want to go out late at night. Im rashayin lomar eizah shows because of chatzos. So the question isn't that they want to be comfortable and they don't want to stay up late. That's not the issue here. Or they have to go to work in the morning and therefore they don't want to get up extra early. The question was, people who are scared to go out at night. So you can't say it, and it seems like, you know, you want to say it at 12:30 at night, then they're scared. Maybe the streets at night and dark. So that is the question. So he goes through all of the discussion of the best time for slichus, and that slichus is, as many poskim say, you may rachamim, it's asking for rachmanis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the first half of the night is din, and only the second half is rachamim. And Rav Moshe goes through and says it's very inappropriate to not say slichos before chatzos. Avalonagu lakum b'chatzos b'tzad atircha el ezes man chatzar kodim sheyair hayom. The minhag is people don't usually wake up after chatzos the whole week, but you say it in the morning before you daven shacharis. Shein zet tircha gedola mishum shehusr cholakum l'tfila boz bat chatzar. You have to get up for davening anyway, so you get up earlier. Sheru manayim esvam tekev kashir hayom. So he says, "Vaday shu kapei de dafka beis ratzon shebalayla beetsav shu bashmoris." But before the chatzos, so that is below kodem chatzos. That is, and there are many posts that are harif about this, right? Ravadi Yosef has a tshuva where he says, "You know, no way, no way. There's no etayrim, zero." He says, "It's you're just going against what you want. You want to get rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this is the opposite. This is the opposite of what you're trying to do." This Yichav Adas and Chelik Aleph Simin Mevav. He says, "Quote you some of his lashon haminag pashut." He says Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur, I say slichas on Yom Kippur night. Yom Kippur is lamalam and azman. Yom Kippur, as the Gemara says, Hasatan is gematria 364, and there's one day a year that he doesn't have any power. That's Yom Kippur. Achid be'emes, he says, don't bring many rayas for Yom Kippur. And he even quotes Rav Moshe, who will see Rav Moshe's heter in a second. But Rav Ovadia says, I disagree. That umestaver she'en, he says, elashen molim mikoch yud gemomidos shishavtacha she'en biyadam reikam ela kistan tefila v'lachen. He talks about it. He says, well, lemaisa he's very against. But Rav Moshe at the end of the shuvah says, look, if there's not going to be any minyan in town that year, if you don't allow slichas in the shul before chatzos, let's say there's one shul in town and it's all senior citizens and they're not going to be able to get up early before davening and they're not going to be able to do it, so then Rav Moshe says, fine. If this Sefer will not have any his overus before Rosh Hashanah, so then I'm going to allow it. Shuli is batel haminog lagamre. That's the heter of Rav Moshe. That's it. Now, nisparda chavila, you know, the many in many communities, the 10 p.m. minyanim have 80, 90 people, right? And if they would have to get up for a flight to go on vacation in the morning, it would be no problem. And most of the people go for Kirk comfort, but there's no real basis in halacha to allow that. There's in all of our communities, there's a minyan in the morning before shacharis. Right, it's not going to be mizbatal lagamre. Yeshla, unless there is, but if there is, that's an exception. Yeshla hatir begeder hora asha'a gamitchila. Rav Moshe gives you a hora asha'a. That's a strong language. Ki bedvarim elu ein makar begemara elahemi divrei rabbeinu achronim al pi sifrei hakabbalah. V'lachein kadosh liizbatu milo maslichos shelo yei letzibur shum isoris l'tshuva tov yoser lomer af mitchila hora asha'a. That's where Moshe allows, but again, an example of if it's going to be mizbatal lagamre. So that is the Machzor Shekels explanation here of the Magen Avraham, that in our case of Shas Hakana, even according to the more machmir opinions of shmus to shmus b'malka mitzvah might not be allowed, or even a shmus b'malka mitzvah, but that case is different. The other difference that he says is, maybe there's a difference, this is interesting, you got to do the research, maybe there's a difference between a chatzer she'ena mu'reves and a karmelis. The case over there that's being discussed, or in our case we're talking about a chatzer she'ena mu'reves. Maybe that's more makel, says the Machzor Shekel. Let me just find this answer, if I could find it. He had one answer. If not, that was the chilek. If I can't find it right now, in Shlomar. Ha kasva atosas piksubis. He says, Michatzah shenimu reves in lilmon hemenel a carmelis, the chumr tvei. That's the difference. Ubidasi shaper, the tosas varashba over there, habayla had you, but carmelis. The kivin the chamir lo huter shvus. Aval shas pe eravin tiltu migagla li of a carpet in chatzah shenimu reves yishlo. But lachain kivin the kili tiru shvus. It could be a difference between a chatzah shenimu reves and others. Okay, that is one issue. One other issue, talking about moving a sefer Torah and dealing with Sefer Torah issues, we have a question that I don't think anybody here has ever been asked for sure, or maybe you've dealt with it, but I've never seen it. Somebody goes to a sofer and says, you know, please write me a Sefer Torah. So the sofer says, fine, wonderful. He says, really, as soon as you can, I'll give you whatever money you want, I'll pay for it. He says, wonderful, fine. He's pushing him. And, as he's doing the work, and he's about to finish, he says, you know, just by the way, which shul are you giving this to? Which, you know, I want to know where my Torah is going to be. He says, I'm sending the Torah to the moon. There's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, I think, so that, you know, the whole world, right? Ilan Ramon took a little Sefer Torah with him, if you remember. Ilan Ramon. He says, El Yareach, ubirtzoni l'shloach l'sham Sefer Torah, ki adavar yakeg galim ba'olam kulo, v'yavi l'fi avanato, Kiddush Shem Shemayim Atzum. That was the questioner. So the Sofer thinks to himself, am I allowed to write a Sefer Torah for this? Hayim, we're talking about a Sefer Torah being in an Aron three times. Hayim mutal lechtov aver ha'ashir, Sefer Torah sheyishlach el hayareach. That's the Shaila. So where in the world in Shas and Poskim do you look for this Shaila? That's the question. So you look in the first Yerushalmi, Maseches Peah. Right, the Yerushalmi says in Maseches Peah. So, if you've ever researched Hilchas Mezuzah, then you might have thought of this, right? Because the Yerushalmi Maseches Peah talks about a certain rich person, Artabon, sent to Rabbeinu Hakadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He sent him beautiful diamonds, beautiful, amazing diamonds as a present. And Amar Lei Shalach Li Mili Detava Dechvase. And he basically says, he'd like a present back. And Rabbi sent him a mezuzah. Rabbi sent him a mezuzah. All the poskim ask, how could Rabbi send him a mezuzah? It's a Mefurish Ramah. The Ramah says in Hilchas Mezuzah, in Siman Reish Sadi Aleph, Obid Chochavim, Shebikesh Sheyitnu Lo Mezuzah, Verotza Lakava Bepischo, Asa Litzno Lo. Let's say a non-Jew knows that, right, it's like the story about the guy on the road who always has a yarmulke in the glove compartment. Because he knows Jews stop for other Jews. Right, he puts a mezuzah up on the door because he knows, maybe he knows that this idea of Shmira, he knows that he wants to put the mezuzah on the door even though he's not Jewish. So yes, can you please make me a mezuzah? The Ramah says it's aser. It's aser litznolo. V'nira li. D'mi makam b'kam b'makam. D'ika l'mechash mishum eva. V'sheyera mishum zelizol shari. Okay, if it's an eva issue, you're allowed to. So is this eva? Was that the heter here of Rebbe mishum eva? That he would have lost his relationship, that it would have been bad for the Jews? Is that eva? Okay, maybe. Maybe, but the other post can say, what do you mean? If it's Rebbe Yudan Nasi, he could have done whatever he wanted without sending him the mezuzah. So, the Netziv says, the Netziv is in the Hemek Sheila, right, the Hashuk Echemet here quotes it, in Sheolta Kuf Memhei, he says, if you write the mezuzah, l'shem nachri, that it inherently has less Kedusha to begin with, and that's why. And that's what Rebbe did. It wasn't thought that he took a real bona fide mezuzah, written l'shem Kedusha, Dafka mezuzah shechta avur Yisrael ashal shloach lenachri ki yesh bezeh horada bekedusha avur Rabbeinu Hakadosh kasa milchad chilu esa mezuzah amaras lavas lenachri vein bezeh mishum horada kedusha o bizayon. So therefore, maybe here, if the sofer is writing it l'shem the moon, l'shem not using it, so then maybe l'charetz mutter. But then he says, I don't think so. He says, why? What's the difference? He says, the Isser of giving a mezuzah to a nachri, noveya, that you're going from Isser Kedusha Chamur to Kedusha Kala, and therefore you can start off with Kedusha Kala. But here, what's the Torah going to do for its history? It's not going to be in a makom mekudash, in a makom shel kavod. He says, Mashenki, b'ksiva seva Torah, l'shem shlichus l'yareach, sheish b'zeh bizayin gadol, shari yukosev amanas l'kachas l'anecha seva Torah, b'midbar tziya u'shmama, asher lo over sham adam, u'ma yo'o sheyotav amanas kein. Sof, shochel bizayin. And therefore, I think, says the Chashuk Echemed, that there is an issue here. So the next time a sofer gets asked, I want a Torah for the moon, so he should try to come up with another excuse, and in that way, not violate. Okay, that was the tshuva that you didn't think we would talk about today. But it's right here on the 91st blot, really the 90th blot in Maseches Erevin, in the 9th Perek, Torah on the moon. Feel free to ask that at your Shabbos table. Okay, here we go. Reb Shimon Omer, Echad Gagan v'chulu. The Gemara continues. Whether it's Gagin, where Reb Shimon says they're all mutter together. Amar Rav Alacha Reb Shimon, the Alacha is like Reb Shimon. We had this machlokas before. V'hu shelo irvu. The Reb Shimon, when he says you can go from roof to roof to chatzer to karpeth, that's only if there was no eriv amongst the, let's say, from roof to roof. That's only if there is no eriv made between the people underneath in the chatzer underneath, right? You could go from chatzer to chatzer to karpe fechulu. Aval irvu lo, but if they made an eriv, no good. Why? The gazrina, there's an issur derabanan. Dilma, what's going to happen? Asi lafuke mani debatim lechatzer. What are you going to do? You're going to take kalim from your house to the chatzer, and then you're going to take it from the chatzer to another chatzer. Reb Shimon only allows it for kalim that started off in the chatzer to go to another chatzer. So therefore, only if lo irvu, but if irvu, I'm worried that you're going to bring stuff from the house of the chaser, which you're allowed to do, and then bring it to the next chaser, which you're not allowed to do. So that's why Rav says only lo irvu. Ushmuel amar bein irvu bein lo irvu. No, I'm not worried. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan. Also Rabbi Yochanan says, mi lachshach, who whispered to you? Rashi and Tosas take out these two words. We'll just read it. Who whispered to you that there should be a chilek bein irvu bein shelo irvu? So we're not worried that you're going to take it from the house to the chatzer, to another chatzer. Maskev la Rav Chizda, l'shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan. According to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, it's a very unique case. Because you know what? Yomru, shnei kelim b'chatzer, achaz zeh mutar v'zeh aser. You're going to have two kelim sitting right next to each other in a chatzer. One of them, which started off here, when Shabbos started, you could take to the next chatzer. And the other item that started off in the house, you're not. It's pretty confusing. You know, doesn't it make sense that you should make a gzeira here? So, they have our answers. Rav Shimon l'tamei d'lo gazar. No, Rav Shimon does not make any gzeiras like that. As we had earlier in this Masechta. Ditznan. Rav Shimon said in the following case that it's mutter. Amar Rav Shimon. Remember the case. L'ma davar domeh. L'sholosh chatzeros ha'psucha zu la'zu. U'psucha zu rishus ha'rabim. If you have two yards that are open to each other and open to the street. The irvu shteach itzonos. Imaim size, the two outer ones made an Arab with the middle one. The muteras imahin, the hein muteras imah. The two outer ones are mutter with the middle one. Ubezachisonas asurazemze. But the two outer ones are also with each other. Velo gazar, and you see there, he didn't make a gzera. Dilma atlafuke money dahai chatzer laha chatzer. You bring something from the right one to the middle. We're not worried that you can then carry that from the middle to the left one. He doesn't make such gzeiras, he's not worried. So achanami lo gazrina dilma asi lafuki mani debatzim lechatzer. So he's not worried here either. So that's why Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan say what they say, because you see Rabbi Shimon is not worried about these cases. Period. Good. Masiv Rav Sheshes. So let's try to ask a question. Rav Sheshes asks, relating to this machlokas Rav and Shmuel within the shita of Rav Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Omer, echad gagos, echad chatzers, ve'echad charpifos. The language of our Mishnah. Rav Shimon says, in all of them, Rishus Achas Hein, Lekelim Sheshafsu Besochan, Velo Lekelim Sheshafsu Besochabayis. It's Rishus Achas for all the Kelim that started off there and not the ones in the house. And remember the Arsameach we mentioned at the beginning of the parak that only Kelim and not food. All the examples in Shas are only about Kelim, because food, you can assume, you know, is a house item, not a chutzer item. So this is the language of the Mishnah. So, E Amrit Bishlama De Irvu, I understand if you say like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. There Reb Shimon's heter is even in the case of Irvu, Hainu de Mishkachas Lamani de Batam Achatzer. That's how you could find money, the Kalim of a house, in a Chatzer. And that's why he has to tell you, right, that it's Usser, the language, Velola Kalim Sheshavsa Besochabayas. How'd they get into the Chatzer? How'd they get into the Chatzer? That Reb Shimon has to say, you can't go from Chatzer to Chatzer. They must have gone there because you made an Erith. Ela'i amr bishalo irvu. If you see there was no Erev made, so then, heichem mishkachas lamani deman the b'chatzer. Reb Shimon has to say, yeah, but if there's a kli in the chatzer that started off in the house, you know, you can't bring it to the next chatzer. But if they didn't make an Erev, how would that have gotten there? What, b'isser? We don't want to say people are war of our yanim. So how to get there? So most of the women mefarek la, no problem. B'kumsa v'sutra. What if somebody wore something out? It was a hat that you were allowed to wear out of the house. So that was mutter, and then you took it off in the chatzer. That's what he's talking about, and that's why there's no raya. Maybe it's even a case of lo irvu, but we're talking about something that got into the chatzer biderech heter. So the Bir Halacha has a discussion. Why dafka does it say like a hat, a davar malbush like that? What about other items? Let's say other clothing that you were not. Is there a chilek? This is his issue. Clothing that you were wearing when Shabbos started, or clothing that you were not wearing when Shabbos started, and then you put it on and took it out to the chatzer. Is there any chilek between those two? The Bir Halacha suggests, in the name of the Beis Meir and others, that maybe dafka, kalim that you were wearing, that then become batel to you. It doesn't have its own status when Shabbos started. It's not called shavas in the house. Masha enkein, if you were not wearing it, says the I'll quote it. De'im hotzi mi bati achatzer lechatzer shalo irvu vahotzi and sham derech heter kagon derech malbush asur lachzer lehotzi misham lechatzer acheres. That's the din. But if you brought it up a derech heter, still you can't take it to another chatzer. V'ayin beveis meyer shemitzadeid dezeu dafka im betchilas kedushas hayom lo haya habeged alav el shalav shu acharkach. Wow, a big chiddush. This whole limiting that once it's in the chatzar, you can't take it to the next chatzar. It's only by something that you were not wearing when Shabbos started. So then it had a makam shvisa in the house, and you wouldn't be able to take it to the next chatzar. Avalim haya lovish bo, but beso bitchilas kedushas haShabbos lo nechshav bechlal kelim sheshavsu babayis tekivish u lovish bohem betelim lagabe gufo v'chin mitzadi tosefes Yerushalayim. So that's a big limit, a big chiddush the base mayor has in on this line that. The Kumsa Vesutra here that we're talking about is our items that you were not wearing when Shabbos started. If you were wearing it when Shabbos started, then it would be okay, and you'd be able to take it even to the next chatzar, because it's not considered a kli shavas in the house. Earlier, the Bir Halacha also discusses, what happens if you brought it out by Isser? What if you brought it out by Isser? So are you, what's the Halacha then? Are you allowed to bring it to the next? He said, If you carry, right, the chatzar atzma, not to the next chatzar. What about within the chatzar? Rav Shimon says, only you can carry around. So what about if you carry it out for Isser? Do you say it's limited? So all these cases are discussed by the poskim there in the Bir Halacha and Simon Shin Ayin Aleph. Shinai base. We continue. Tashma Anshei Chatzar v'Anshei Repasa. So again, we're trying to deal with the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel in terms of Rabbi Shimon. Is it only if lo irvu or even if irvu? Anshei Chatzar v'Anshei Repasa sheshachachov v'lo irvu. The Anshei Chatzar again. One of these cases. You have the people who live up top on the off the porch, and they have a ladder going down to the yard, and the people in the yard, Anshei Chatzar, Sheshachlu Velo Irvu, they did not make an Eruv, so they could each go to the bottom people could go out to the Chatzar, the upper people could go out to their Mirpeset, but they can't go to each other, they didn't make an Eruv. So, Kol Shekavoy Yutvachim, as we've had, anything that is 10 Tvachim high, you have a pillar, and it's close by the Mirpeset, so we assigned that, you remember this from the previous prakim, to the Mirpeset, Pachos mikan lechatzar. If anything shorter than that, then that belongs to the chatzar. Bamed dvarim amurim. When do we say this is true? Shahayu elu shel rabim ve elu shel rabim ve irvu elu laatzman ve elu laatzman. If each area is jointly owned by a few people and they each made an eruv for themselves, o shel yechidim shein tzrichan la'arev, or each one is only owned by one person. So there, that's why the upper and the lower separately are mutter. But together they're not. Aval hayu shel rabim v'shachachu v'lo irvu gag v'chatzar v'achsadu merpeset. But if you forgot it, so rabim, and it's one of these all these cases. Kulan rishus achasein. So these are all one rishus. So it sounds pretty beferish. Pretty beferish. We're talking within the sheet of Reb Shimon because we're putting all of these rishus achasein together. And what does it say? It says explicitly v'lo irvu. Time and low irvu. The only reason you're allowed to have, you have all this big heter, gag, chatzer, mirpesas, achsadra, is only because there was no eruv. Ha irvu lo. But if they made an eruv, wouldn't it be good? Kashan, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. Raya to Rav. So the Gemara says, no, hamani rabbanan hi. No, this sheet is the rabbanan. Who says this is Reb Shimon? This is the rabbanan sheet. Remember the way we explained the rabbanan at the beginning of today's daf. The Rabbanan only asserted from Gog to Gog because of the private nature underneath the Gagos. But they would allow a Gog to a Chatzar, a Chatzar to a Chatzar. Dekanami. Well, I'll prove it to you, it's the Rabbanan, not Reb Shimon. Da'alok tani karpef umabish vamina. Reb Shimon would have thrown in karpef too. The Rabbanan have problems with the karpef, and that's why it must be Rabbanan, not Reb Shimon, and therefore there's no Raya against Shmuel and Reb Yochanan. Good, Tashma. We'll talk about Gzeiras Rabbanan soon if there's time, but let's just first continue. Tashma, Chamesh Chatzeiras, Apsucha Zulazu. Another case. 5 yards open to each other. Upsuchos la Mavui, and there's a Mavi running alongside all of the Chatzeiros. Vishachachu Kulam Velo Ervu, and they didn't make an Eruv. So what's the issue? You gotta figure out within each Chatzer, and then you gotta figure out in the Mavui. So they didn't make an Eruv. Asur lahachnis ulahotzi mi chatzer lamavui umina mavi lachatzer. What we think this means, that they didn't make an eruv, that means they didn't make a shituf. Right? They didn't make a shituf. Therefore, you can't go from the chatzer to the mavui, the mavui to the chatzer. The kalim sheshavsu b'chatzer, mutal tatal b'chatzer. Anything within the chatzer, that's fine. You can be metalta within the chatzer. Ube mavui asur, but in the mavui, within the mavui, you can't. V'rebi shimin matir. But Reb Shimon would allow within the mavui. Why? Shari Reb Shimon Omer calls man shehein shal rabim v'shachachu v'lo ervu gag v'chatzar achsadim repes v'karpev v'mavui. Their karpev is thrown in, and it's Reb Shimon explicitly. Kulan rishos achasein. There it is again. A brisa that seems to say beferish, lo irvu, and that's where Reb Shimon allows it. Taima de lo irvu. The reason is they didn't make the irv, ha irvu lo. But if they made an eriv, he would not allow it. Right? Again, like the Shita of Rav against Shmuel and Reb Yochanan. So the Gemara says, no, my lo irvu. What does it mean, lo irvu in the brisa? Lo irvu chatseros bahade hadadi. It means they didn't make a shituf. Ha chatser ubatim irvu. They each made their own eriv chatseros. But they just didn't make a shituf. That's why it's off limits. But the chatseros are mutter, even if it's irvu. I've a lo irvu ktani. What do you mean? It says lo irvu. Sounds Rashi says lagamre mashma. Doesn't sound like they did nothing. No, my lo irvu lo nishtatfu. That's what it means. Answer number one. Answer number two. Ve'ibayis ema. Reb Shimon l'devarim derabanan ka'amar lehu. Or Reb Shimon is just talking l'shitascha. Lididi, according to me, Reb Shimon says implicitly, lo shna irvu, lo shna lo irvu, doesn't make a difference. I matter it, like Shmuel and Reb Yochanan would explain. El lidetzchu, but according to you, Rabbanon, oh, dili mi estehecha de lo irvu, rishus achasi, according to you, at least admit that if you didn't make an irv, at least it's one rishus. V'yamrulei Rabbanon, lo shnei rishuyos, and they say no. It's two rishuyos, you can't put all of these together. The gagos, the chatzeros, the karpifos, all of them. Period. One more try for today. Omar Mar, Ubemavi Yasser, the last, another section within the Brisa, this last Brisa said, and the Mavi is Asser. Again, the case where the Chatzers open up to each other and to the Mavi. So, Lema Messiah, Lele Rabzera, Marav. Is this proving Rabzera, Marav, the Omar, Rabzera, Marav, Mavi Shalonish Tatfu Boy, Metal de Boyal Badal Ramos? The status of a Mavi is like Rishas Arabim. And if you didn't make an sheet of Mavos, then it's Dalad Amos at most. So the Gemara says, Ema u lit mavui aser. Maybe there's no riot. Maybe it means from the chatzer to the mavui. Within the mavui, you can carry whatever you want. But it just means to the mavui from the chatzer. So the Gemara says, Haina Reisha. That's the same exact halacha then as the first line of the Brisa. So we already said that. You can't go from the chatzer to the mavui. So what do you mean, ulo mavui aser again? So the Gemara says, Mishli yaseiris richalei. You had to tell it to us twice. Why? Mao de tema ki pligi rabbana leder Reb Shimon hani mi lehecha de irvu. You might have felt the rabbana only arguing Reb Shimon where they made the erev hecha de lo irvu, where there's no worry that you're taking things from the house. Module kamash malan. They do not agree even in a case of lo irvu. So this amu was just three, basically the same brisa, the mishnah, the brisa, the same try that we try to prove that Reb Shimon sheet is like Rav, where it's only if lo irvu, kamash malan, we prove that all these brises could also work out according to Shmuel. The issue is, you make such a gzera for a case of irvu. Just to mention, it's been a while, but let's just mention maybe one thought again, the Rambam's famous shita of all these surei d'rabanan. All gzeras d'rabanan, according to the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, and also in Sefer HaMitzvahs, are included in lo sasur. As we know, the Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim, well, shall not veer, lo sasur, don't not veer from anything that the Rabbanan tell you, yaminu smo, says the Rambam, if I violate even an iser derabanan, I'm violating lo sasur. That's the Rambam Shita, and he says it more than once, just in case we missed it in one of the places. And the famous argument, the strongest question that the Ramban asks on the Rambam is, so what do you do with the concept of savi derabanan lakula? You know, something about a lakula. But what do you mean? Every time you violate an issa d'rabbanan, it's also an issa d'araisa. So what do you do with something about a lakula? So the Ramban himself in one line, we give everybody else the credit, the achronim, but the Ramban himself in one line already says, and don't tell me this answer. But that's what everybody says. What answer? Basically four words. Kahai gavna lo tiknu. What does that mean? The Rabbanan themselves built in, when you violate a vada issa d'rabbanan, then you get a vada issa d'araisa. But, says the Meshech Chachma in the 1800s, says the Mabit earlier in the 1500s, right? Say all the Achronim, says the Ramban himself, what he didn't want to accept, and that is, no, the Rabbanan built in, when it's B'makam Safek, the Isser falls away. It's not that, oh, I have to be careful because this is also the Rabbanan, if I violate it, I might do an Isser Daraisa. No, the Rabbanan said, once it's a case of Safek, then their Isser doesn't exist. Kahai gavna lo tiknu, right? Because they remember, and the Meshech Chachma uses it to explain, remember by Isurei D'Rabbanan, they are mostly Isurei Gavra. They're focused on normative behavior. They're not focused on Isurei Chefsa, that these molecules are poison to my neshama. If that's the case, then I have to be Machmir. I have to be worried that these molecules are poison. But most, says the Meshech Chachma, are Isurei Gavra. And therefore, it's all about listening to them. So they themselves say that it's the makam safek, don't worry about it. This is not cool, they're not listening to us. And that's why that's the connection to the nesivus that we had earlier, daf samach zayin, that if you did not nisa drop on a bishogeg, you might not need tshuva for it, because it's all about the maisa mered. Right, and the Meshech Chachma compares this beautifully to morib b'malchus. Morib b'malchus, the key is not the content of what the king said. The king says, I want to build a highway through your backyard. It's for the good of the people. So the person's chayim misa if they refuse. Why? Hashem really wants this highway? No. It's all about the listening. So that's the mashal that he gives for Isurei Derabbanan. But again, whenever an Isurei Derabbanan comes up in a discussion, here we have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, whether there should be an Isurei Derabbanan, the whole koach of Isurei Derabbanan flows from Losasur, and the discussion of what's included in Losasur is the one between the Rambam and the Ramban. The less famous discussion is what we mentioned also in the past. According to the Ramban, who usually everybody gives a pat on the back, his sheet is easy. For him, you have the opposite question of, so where in the Torah does it say you have to listen to the Rabbanan? Where does that power come from? And Rabbi Chana develops the beautiful idea of, maybe that's just understood. What we've called Ratzon Hashem. It's the fifth Shulchan Aruch. It's obvious to read the whole Torah. It's obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want you to listen to the Rabbanan. Either way, this is takes us through the Daf Tzadi Aleph, and then Hashem, we will continue. Again, everybody should have a good Shabbos, and please, those who have already participated, we thank you. But again, Baruch Hashem, our building phase is going to the next Slav. Really, the cement has been poured. And please, anyone who can and wants to participate in building a Mikdash Ma'ad in Eretz Yisrael, please go to our website. Feel free to get a tax donation, recognition. And that is nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org. The entire OU family in the DAF world is invited to join us in creating a new home for our Shir and Daf Yomi. Okay, we'll stop here.